Hi, I'm Amy of Nuts and Bolts Paper Co.
Hi, I'm Kristen from Ella Winston.
Hello, I'm Lakia of 1133 Candles.
Hi, I'm Tess.
And I'm Jed, and this is the Etsy Success Podcast.
We're part of the marketing team here at Etsy, broadcasting from our headquarters in Brooklyn.
This podcast is powered by Etsy and is your source for tips on improving your shop and for inspiration from your fellow sellers.
So, Jed, how do you feel about getting gifts?
Oh, I love to get gifts.
Well,
what did you get me?
a podcast microphone?
Yay! You have a couple months. It's okay.
Well, lucky for you, the holiday season is upon us.
Oh, God, it is.
A couple months. And that means a lot of different things to different people. Mm-hmm. But for our sellers, one thing that it definitely means is thinking about how shoppers think and feel at this busy time. And in today's episode, I'll be talking with another person from our research team at Etsy. So we had Michaela Kingston from our research team on the show last year in May of 2018. Mm. So if you haven't listened to that episode, you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, pause this episode, go listen to that episode, and then come back. We'll be here waiting.
And in this episode, our senior market researcher, Rosa Levitin, is joining us to talk about how, when, and why buyers shop for the holidays on Etsy. So one thing you're going to hear a lot about is personalization and how popular that option is for buyers during the holidays.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten something personalized, Jed?
You know what? I have. Historically, my father is... He misses the mark with Christmas gifts in general, but the one year he really nailed it was he got me and my brother and himself these big blue monogrammed bathrobes with a hood, very cozy. It says Jedediah written right on the chest. I wear it every day when it's cold enough.
That sounds very cozy.
It is.
It's also probably really helpful for people to know that your name is Jedediah and not Jebediah.
Not a name.
Maybe I should ask for that from my dad.
Oh, I mean, it is a life changer. It is a game changer.
I mean, it could be life changing.
I mean, it could be, if you're very cold every day and you're like, what am I supposed to do? And also, what is my name? It solves both problems.
It's true. So Rosa's going to talk about ways that you can think about personalization in your shop, but she'll also share key insights into what shoppers are thinking and feeling during this busy season. So welcome to the show, Rosa. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first, can you tell me more about you? What do you and your team do at Etsy?
Sure. So I am on the market research team at Etsy, and we're part of the larger Etsy marketing department. So my team and I do a lot of different types of research. We do in-depth interviews, surveys, and we also combine our kind of one-on-one information also with data from our analysts and data from the site to understand more about the types of things that buyers look for. A lot of the findings that I'll be discussing today originate from those interviews, some from the surveys and some from the data that we have from on-site.
Awesome. And I hear you've become somewhat of a super buyer on Etsy lately. So do you have a favorite Etsy purchase so far?
I do. It's dangerous. I shopped on Etsy before I started working here. But now that I'm working and kind of looking at the site more, I am definitely more of a super buyer. I recently bought a personalized cheese board that's made to look like a golf course, which it was actually a wedding gift for a friend. And it was a huge hit. So that's my favorite recent purchase.
Oh my God. Yeah, that gift sounds like a hole in one. Sorry, had to do that. Let's get into the mindset of a holiday shopper. Can you tell me what you've learned about what buyers are thinking and feeling during the holiday season?
Yeah, the holiday season, as I'm sure you can attest as well, is really a roller coaster of emotions for buyers. We hear a lot about the stress of the holiday season. I think that's really the first emotion that comes to mind, especially one that people remember when they're thinking about kind of the upcoming holiday season. People feel a lot of responsibility around the holidays. So responsibility for hosting, responsibility for creating holiday experiences for friends and family. And they're doing this on top of their day-to-day duties. So it's a lot. It's a lot to take on.
Yeah.
Gifting and finding ideal gifts is a source of stress and worry. You want to find the right thing, and that can take a long time and it can be a lot of pressure. finances can be very stressful this time of year. You're buying a lot more, things are expensive. And also the pace of the year, just as soon as you hit October, really seems to speed up. So all of this culminates in a ton of stress around the holiday season.
Yeah, why are they right all in a row, all these big holidays?
I know, it's just bam, 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 one after the other.
Yeah.
So we hear a lot about stress, but we also hear about positive emotions. So people love the holidays. I love the holidays. A lot of anticipation and excitement. We all look forward to the holidays. It's a time to relax, a time to celebrate. You've worked through all of that stress, and there's just the idea that there's kind of a light at the end of the tunnel where you can celebrate and just be with loved ones. A lot of people travel during the holidays, and it can be a source of stress, but it's also a source of excitement. So it's another reason to be excited and anticipate the upcoming holidays. And we also hear a lot about joy and satisfaction. So just the genuine happiness and satisfied feeling from being with family and giving gifts to family and getting to see the excitement that you can bring others.
Yeah, all of this sounds very familiar to me. And, you know, it seems like the stress phase probably feels a lot longer than the other three. But I think that buying on Etsy provides an opportunity to kind of even those stages out a bit. There can be so much satisfaction and joy, like you were saying, from giving a gift from Etsy because there's just so much thought that goes into it. And I feel like it's, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to find something really personal, custom made, and make the recipient feel like it's just for them or bought with them in mind specifically.
Definitely. I definitely agree.
Yeah. So it seems like a good idea to maybe keep those stages in mind when you're marketing products to your shoppers. And even when it comes to the tone of your messaging on social media or in your convos, just being mindful of that stress that they're also experiencing. So I think that one thing that people really want to know about is timing. When do buyers start shopping for the holidays?
Holiday shopping can begin as early as September and really goes all the way through December, so through the holidays. This can cover gifts. This can cover festive decorations. It really covers a lot of different categories. The early months, so for most people, that's September through November, is when a lot of buyers are updating their home decor. They're buying ornaments for their Christmas trees. They're buying decorations for Thanksgiving tables. And they're just in general updating seasonally to create a festive environment. We see searches for holiday decor actually peak in November. So this is when a lot of people are really focusing on kind of, again, creating that festive atmosphere. In order to do this, buyers often look to smells and textures and colors. They really want to use those sensory cues to help reflect the cozy feeling that they want to evoke during this time of year. So a lot of the items that we see purchased in this kind of early phase are scented candles, throw pillows, blankets, tableware, and other kind of festive statues or trinkets.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Holiday shopping doesn't just apply to gifting.
Absolutely. There's just a lot of shopping happening for a lot of different reasons during those months. When gifting does kick in, though, is actually as early as September for a lot of buyers. We see about 34% of our buyers start shopping in September or sometimes even earlier. This is often when big ticket items are purchased. Buyers get nervous that things are going to sell out or want to buy expensive or larger items earlier on. And then in October, we see about 31% of buyers start their shopping. And this is really when kind of the big gifting rush starts to begin. 26% actually wait until November, and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, really Cyber Week in general, are really, really big sales weeks for us. Self-gifting is pretty big during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I know I fall prey to this. You know, you have other people in mind, but the sales and deals that buyers are looking for can also apply to self-gifting. During Cyber Week, we see a big spike in all of our top categories. Those categories are homeware and home furnishings, jewelry and personal accessories, apparel, craft supplies, paper and party supplies, and beauty and personal care. We also see a lot of searches spike, and popular searches last year were related to holiday and gifting. So we saw personalized gift, holiday decor, Christmas stocking, gifts for men, these kind of gift and Christmas specific searches. We also see spikes in seasonal searches, things like chunky knit blanket or cozy sweater. And we see finally spikes in evergreen popular searches. So things that we know are popular year round, such as name necklaces, initial necklaces, or address stamps.
Yeah, I definitely fall into that last category that you described. September is too early for me. And then in October, I get really distracted by Halloween costume planning and making. And then the day after Halloween, I'm like, okay, it's time to go. Some of us are not as much of planners.
No, definitely not everyone is a planner. 9% of our buyers actually do the bulk of their shopping in late December, right before the holidays, is kind of a frenzy. Many shoppers also partake in at least a little bit of later shopping, though they may have bought the bulk of their gifts by this time. Buyers are also looking for smaller items, stocking stuffers, and other kind of more impulse type buys to add to their existing purchases.
Yeah. And for sellers, you know, even if you're done with most of the selling at that time, it could be a good time to promote those ready to ship items that are at lower price points, like you were describing. So what has your team found about the shopping journey itself? What does that typically look like on Etsy?
That's a great question. It's something that my team spends a lot of time thinking about and doing research on. We could do a whole separate podcast on just the purchase journey. But the purchase journey as it relates to gifting, it does take a lot of time. And buyers browse for weeks often before finally buying. This is often because they want to find the perfect gift for their friends, family, loved ones. So the first step is thinking about what they want to buy. And this takes a while. Buyers want to spend time thinking about the recipient's likes, personality, habits, and they think through kind of the initial destinations that they may look to find something to buy for that person. Then they move to what we call being on the hunt. So this is when they actually go and they search the internet. Often this starts with a Google search. They collect options. These can be links, emails, pins, adding to cart. This phase is pretty long. So I know personally, I'm already sort of starting to think about what I want to buy for the holidays. And you know, I can spend a couple weeks really just looking for the perfect gift and collecting some options. On Etsy specifically, we see searches around the holidays spike for gifts in conjunction with a descriptor of the recipient. So we see searches like gifts for grandma, gifts for boyfriend, unique gift for a friend spike. And this is because buyers who are in this kind of hunting phase are still sort of looking for inspiration and want to be able to collect options that fit the criteria that they're looking for. We also see a big spike in searches around personalization during this time.
Yeah, it seems like a good time to consider updating your tags if your items are able to be personalized so that you can make sure you're connecting with those shoppers that are searching for custom pieces and add those recipient descriptor tags that you mentioned too. So if you have a mug that says best grandma ever, for example, you might want to tag it with grandma gift or gifts for grandma.
So to continue on the journey, once buyers find something they like, or oftentimes many things that they like, they may purchase right away, or they may want to leave kind of trails for themselves. We call these breadcrumbs. It's like leaving a little trail to come back to. Oftentimes, different ways of doing this include adding items to a cart, but not actually purchasing. On Etsy, we have, you can favorite items, you can favorite shops. So really, any way that you can save a specific item to make sure that you could come back to it later is something that's very popular to do around this time.
Yeah, you should see my favorites list on Etsy in the month of December. It gets out of control. So how do buyers decide what to buy?
So the criteria for making the choice of what to buy is actually a little bit different during the holiday season than it is around the rest of the year. First and foremost, on-time arrival is huge. 88% of buyers think it's important that sellers have an explanation of a timeline for made-to-order gifts. They really want to make sure that that gift is going to be on either their doorstep or the recipient's doorstep before the holidays. Sending a confirmation that a buyer is going to get their order on time is really important to 86% of buyers. And any type of tracking information is important to 83% of buyers. So that's something that is a great idea to do if you are a seller on Etsy. We also hear that free shipping is very important. 57% of buyers think about whether or not an item has free shipping when they decide whether or not they want to buy it. And other extras like flat rate shipping, so paying the same shipping fee no matter how much you order, or expedited shipping are also important to over 40% of buyers when they're thinking about what to buy around the holidays.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And those shipping stats you mentioned are really interesting. It sounds like a great opportunity for sellers to provide tracking info if they can, and also to make sure that their shipping profiles are up to date to include their processing times and frequently used mail carriers. So that way we can show shoppers an estimated date range for when the order is going to arrive.
Definitely. We actually get a ton of new and first-time buyers during the holidays, so these are all great ways to tip them a little bit closer to actually making a purchase.
Yeah, and considering all those new shoppers, this is a really key time to win them over and keep them coming back. And I think a big part of that comes from those customer service touch points, like having the option for shipping upgrades to make sure gifts arrive in time and, you know, accepting returns. Those can be a huge help in establishing trust with potential buyers.
Returns are something that comes up a lot with buyers around the holidays. Gifts are a pretty risky purchase, and the ability to return something either before giving it as a gift if it's not as expected, or after giving it as a gift if the recipient doesn't like it, gives buyers the confidence to shop. 54% of buyers say that a seller offering returns on any gift purchase is important when shopping on Etsy.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, this is a stressful time. I know that when I shop online, I'm comforted just knowing that it's an option. I'm kind of a bit of a worrywart. So even if it's not very likely that I'll need to, it's just reassuring and decreases my anxiety to know that it'll be okay no matter what.
For sure. And trust is actually a huge part of purchasing on Etsy all year round. A few other things that can help establish trust with buyers and that we know they look for are high quality photos. This is often what encourages them to click on the listing to begin with. Another is clear and detailed item descriptions. These descriptions help buyers understand more about what to expect from the item and whether or not it's what they're looking for. So things like dimensions, the feel of the item, the size of the item, the era it came from, if it's vintage, the condition it's in. These are all great details that buyers look for when they're shopping on Etsy. Payments are also an indicator of trust. Offering PayPal is something that many buyers look for, or just any type of payment security. And finally, fast response time, so answering convo messages quickly. This helps reassure buyers that A, there's a real person behind the shop and it isn't just a big box store, and B, that someone will be there for them throughout their purchase experience.
Yeah, that response time can really help show buyers that you're paying attention and that you're happy to help them in any way that you can. So what have you learned about what exactly buyers are searching for around this time of year?
Buyers really want to find the perfect gift for their loved ones, and they prioritize uniqueness and deals. 90% of Etsy buyers would rather give a unique or one-of-a-kind gift. Because of this, searches for personalization or personalized items spike during the holidays. In 2015, 21% of transactions in the last 3 months of the year were custom orders.
Yeah, I think this is a great time to think about ways that your items could be personalized if you aren't already doing so. Like if you make hand-stamped jewelry, do you have an option for a custom listing so that people can get initial or name necklaces? Or if you make art like illustrations or paintings, could you offer custom portraits? I know that pet and family portraits are often a big hit, at least in my experience. You can get more tips on how to meet those shopper expectations in our article, How to Get 5-Star Reviews, which we've linked to in the description for this episode. Okay, now it's time for our lightning round. We've collected questions from sellers in the forums for you to answer, Rosa. So first up, Daniela Barbieri Co. has a question about personalized gifts. She's wondering about what kinds of phrases are good for gifts around Christmas.
In terms of personalization options, I would really recommend offering both short inscriptions and long inscription options. We definitely see, as I mentioned earlier, many, many people searching for personalization or customized items. And this could be monograms, it could be longer messages, or even just a quick phrase. So depending on the item, if it's possible, it's great to offer a few different ways to personalize to keep options open for buyers.
Brill and Ben says, is there a measurable difference in shoppers' Christmas buying habits between the US, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, Canada, and Europe? In my experience, European customers don't start seriously buying for Christmas until the start of December, so quick delivery might be a good selling point for that market.
There's definitely nuances in holiday shopping habits across the different countries that Etsy has a presence in. One of the key behavioral differences we see is around when holiday shopping starts for buyers in different countries. We've done specific research on this in the UK and Germany. Buyers in the UK and Germany start shopping in November instead of September, where we see many buyers start to shop here in the US. And timelines for celebration differ slightly as well. A big day to celebrate in Germany is December 24th, as opposed to the 25th here and in the UK. In the UK, Boxing Day, which is December 26th, is also a very big shopping day. It's kind of like Black Friday here in the US, and there are often many promotions and sales happening. Purchase considerations are also different. The UK is similar to the US in that buyers say they factor price into shopping and they look for gifts that are on sale or discounted. But in Germany, buyers are willing to spend a little bit more.
Next up, Blair Maid asks, is there data to show whether holiday-specific tagging or gift-type-specific tagging is more effective for the holiday season?
We've done a lot of research about how buyers shop, and this research is a key input into our Seller Handbook article, Keywords 101. This is a great place to start for sellers that want to know more about how they should tag and list their items. Overall, when it comes to tagging your items for the holiday season, I would say the more tags, the better. As we talked about earlier, buyers often search for recipient-based gifts when they're in the holiday exploration phase. So tags like gifts for grandma, gifts for friend are going to be a really good idea to use this time of year. Also, if your item is tied specifically to an occasion, so Christmas stocking or holiday ornament, this type of tagging is a great way to set up for the holiday season. And in order to learn more, you can go to the Keywords 101 guide for best practices on tagging.
Right. And we'll link to that article in the description for this episode. You can also check out our last podcast episode for tips on using attributes, which our taxonomy manager, Jenny, calls free super tags. Okay, next, The Royal Touch asks, are buyers interested in eco-packaging options such as paper baggies or no plastic? Would Etsy be willing to add that option as a checkbox in checkout?
Sustainability is one of our core beliefs here at Etsy, and we're always thinking about how to waste less as a company. And actually, every time you purchase an item on Etsy, we balance out the carbon emissions by creating a positive environmental impact. From our research, we've learned that overall, buyers are interested in sustainability initiatives as long as it doesn't increase the cost of their items. We do encourage sellers to offer their own eco-friendly shipping alternatives and to let buyers know that you offer these options.
Okay, Lightning Bug Crafts MI asks, do buyers really look at thank you notes enclosed with their purchase? How important are these notes to them? What should be included? I include a reminder to look at their purchase order for a discount code for their next order. Is this a good idea or does it really matter to them?
Buyers definitely recognize the small touches that sellers do to make the purchase experience special. When asked about their best experiences on Etsy, buyers often reference the handwritten thank you notes that they get from sellers, or special packaging, or just interactions with sellers in general as reasons why they feel a personal attachment to Etsy and why they love to shop the site. The thank you notes serve as a really good reminder of the hard work that you as a seller put into making and sourcing the product, and it really helps facilitate that human connection that buyers come to Etsy for. We don't have a checklist of what specifically you should include in the note, but buyers like when it feels personal, and I know I really love getting handwritten notes that use my name.
Next up, Wild at Heart Wood has a few questions. So the first one is, does the research indicate how photos, price, description, and listing category rank in importance to shoppers when they're searching and when they're making a final buying decision?
I would say that all of the things you mentioned, so photos, price, description, listing category, these are all important at multiple points throughout when buyers are shopping. They're important for trust, like we talked about earlier, and they're especially important for first-time buyers. As a seller, it's definitely a best practice to make sure all of these elements are optimized, and this means a high level of transparency throughout the shopping process. So accurate and detailed product descriptions, images that are really clear and show the actual product from multiple angles, prices that reflect the full cost of the item, so no hidden fees, and transparency about shipping times are just a few things that buyers really do expect when they shop on Etsy.
So the second question from Wild at Heart Wood is, do those shopping for handcrafted items prefer descriptions that include all pertinent info in bullet points, ones that are written in a folksy manner that includes personal info about the maker, or do they prefer a different way?
When it comes to product descriptions, it's most important that buyers are able to find the detailed information about the product that they're looking at. We know that buyers do appreciate personal details about the maker and the shop. It's one of the things that makes shopping on Etsy fun and unique, so that is great to include. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to tone or formatting. So again, just be sure that you're highlighting item-specific information to make shopping easy for buyers.
Okay, last question. Little Nomad Society says, do you think special holiday gift wrap attracts more buyers during holiday shopping? What tips can you offer?
Gift wrapping can be helpful for buyers, but research has shown that there are a couple different things to consider as a seller when offering this service. Many buyers ultimately want to wrap their own gifts. It's part of the fun of gifting. It helps them feel like they're putting their own creative stamp on the gift, and they really want to see the product before gifting it. And they're not quite sure what the item's going to look like when it's wrapped if they're not doing it themselves. But we know that buyers do like having the option for gift wrap. This is specifically appealing for buyers when they're purchasing for people who live abroad. It makes life a lot easier when timing is short, and so it is a good thing to offer. I would say, as a recommendation for sellers, offering multiple paper options can help buyers feel like they have a little bit more control over what the gift's going to look like. And showing photos of wrapped gifts helps build buyer trust and, again, shows them what the finished product is going to look like when it's shipped. Also, using clear language when talking about packaging is something that's going to instill trust. And again, I would say pricing is very important. We've found that between $2 and $5 as a charge for gift wrapping is the sweet spot.
Thank you so much for sharing all of these insights, Rosa.
Thanks for having me. This has been great.
We're almost done for today, but first, it's time for Shop Talk. We post a question in the forums and on the Etsy Success social channels, and you send us your answers by calling in or emailing us a voice memo. We got a ton of great responses when we asked about what inspired you to start your own business. Here are some of those stories.
Hi, my name is Christina of Inspired Mache. I make paper mache earrings from newspaper and magazines. I was inspired to start my own business while riding in an elevator from the top executive floor where I worked. I was holding a $50 bill from selling my earrings and I was crying. At the time, I was a single mom of three. Could not believe that something I made with my hands for very little cost made me extra money for gas and food. I was in awe of myself and my own talent and excited for what I could do. I didn't know much about how to use Etsy when I first joined, so I was more of a vendor at different festivals. But now I'm an at-home mom. I love Etsy. It's easy to use and makes me look so professional. The tips and encouragement received by you all are so needed. Thank you for making my store possible.
My name is Matt Sorensen, and I'm the owner of Electric Goods Company. And my business initially got started as a way for me to cope with the symptoms that were relating to my post-traumatic stress disorder. And I found that when I was sitting at my workbench building a lamp, I was so engaged and present with what I was doing that the outside world just kind of faded away. And the thoughts and anxieties which triggered the PTSD also faded away. It really kind of almost became like meditation for me. And, you know, in the years since then, my symptoms have, you know, gone away and that's all been resolved. But my skills and interest around design and the building process of lamps has continued to grow. So the business has grown right alongside it.
Hi, I'm Jane Bumpus from Blanche's Bling. And I started my Etsy shop because I love making jewelry and knitted things. I would give them as gifts and a coworker suggested I sell my things on Etsy. But I was a bit intimidated about the process until a new employee started working with us. She has an Etsy shop of her own and agreed I should do it. And when I asked her how hard it was to do, she told me it was really easy, but if I ran into trouble, she'd help me. So I tried on a Saturday afternoon, and in less than 2 hours, my shop was open. Thank you, Etsy.
That's it for today. If you haven't already, definitely go back and check out our episode with our director of research, Michaela Kingston, which aired back in May 2018. In it, Michaela shared insights into how people find Etsy shops, what motivates them to buy, and what keeps them coming back. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and please rate us and leave a review on Apple Podcast if that's your thing. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.